From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Reactions of world leaders to the death of Fidel Castro include sorrow and sometimes criticism for the former Cuban leader. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's praise for the revolutionary and dictator's dedication and love for the Cuban people was swiftly rebuked by some Canadian and U.S. politicians. In South Florida, where many Cubans have settled, Castro's passing set off celebration in Miami's Little Havana neighborhood that continued through Saturday. And President Obama issued saying that the Cuban people must know that they have a friend and partner in the United States of America. President-elect Donald Trump took a hard stance against Castro, calling him a brutal dictator. Still, Trump said that he hopes Castro's death will mark a move away from the horrors endured for so long by Cubans. The death of Castro comes just a couple of years into the thawing of U.S. relations with the communist island nation after a freeze of more than 50 years.
Experts believe it was important for the progression on the island to begin while Fidel Castro was still alive. But they acknowledge there is still more work to be done. Brian Fonseca of Florida International University spoke with VOA via Skype.
That said, I don't think that his death itself is going to have profound changes in terms of the political evolution in Cuba.
Critics believe there should have been promises from Cuba to improve its human rights record before any changes in U.S. policy were made. President-elect Donald Trump promised during his campaign that he would reverse Obama's executive orders regarding Cuba unless the Castro regime meets U.S. demands.
That is Amy Katz reporting for VOA. This is VOA. Hundreds of people in war-torn Syrian city of Aleppo are reported to have fled the rebel-held area to districts that are now under government control. The Britain Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors and reports on the country's nearly six-year civil war, said at least 400 refugees have escaped. And according to the reports, there are still an estimated 250,000 civilians trapped in the rebel-held eastern Aleppo. Families are facing serious food and fuel shortages. State media also said that an army engineering units were seen dismantling mines and other explosive devices planted by rebels who seized control of eastern Aleppo in 2012. French conservatives on Sunday choosing their nominee for next year's vital presidential election from among two former prime ministers with deep experience in government and differing views on how to prevent more terror attacks on French soil. One voter says a candidate chosen must possess some key qualities.
France need to have a candidate who is going to be able to speak with Donald Trump or Vladimir Putin. He needs to need how the state, the government is working. So he needs to have a lot of experience.
The winner of the runoff ultimately could end up facing the far-right National Front leader who was banking on anti-immigrant, anti-Muslim and anti-establishment sentiments to sweep her to power in the general election set for April, with a runoff the following month if neither side wins a majority. A freelance reporter working for Voice of America has been detained by Turkish authorities. Details of Haji Jan Farkin's arrest Saturday were relayed by a family friend who said the reasons for the reporter's detention were unclear. Farkin's family has said that because of a state of emergency declared in the area, even her attorney cannot contact her for 5 days. The Israeli military has said that it has killed four gunmen connected with Islamic State-affiliated militants in Syria. Israel says its soldiers came under a machine gun and mortar attack Sunday on the Israeli side of the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights. Israel dispatched an aircraft that bombed the militants' vehicle, killing the gunmen. Swiss voters are deciding Sunday whether to speed up the phasing out of the country's nuclear power plants. Polls suggest a tight race on an issue being championed by environmentalists that could put Switzerland on track similar to neighboring Germany. Anti-nuclear advocacy groups say that the government's timetable is not fast enough. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.